This is the AngloGold Ashanti Annual Report podcast series. Let's talk now to Richard Duffy, EVP Continental Africa at AngloGold Ashanti. Quite a turnaround, Richard, for you in Continental Africa last year. Gator shot the lights out with production close to 500,000 ounces and costs of only $600 an ounce. How important is this achievement for you?
Hi, Lindsay. Thank you. Yeah, I think 2011 for us was an indication of emerging stability through the business. It was an important year for us because a lot of effort has gone into trying to surface the potential we see in the business. Gator, I think, epitomizes that because it was the first site we rolled our change model out at, our BPF and SP. And we targeted a number of improvements that have resulted in this turnaround. I think it is important not just for us within Continental Africa, but across the group, because it demonstrates that we are able to realize the targeted benefits that we set ourselves. And in 2008, we indicated that 3 years out we would be delivering this outcome. And what is really pleasing for all of us in the team is being able to deliver on that.
Gator and Obuasi were for a long time the blot on the copybook for AngloGold Ashanti, apparently. Gator is done and dusted, and Obuasi, it's well-documented legacy issues from more than a century ago of mining, must be the next one to fix. How important is it to get Obuasi right, and are you doing so?
Yeah, I think absolutely Obuasi is the next big challenge in terms of turning an operation around, not just for us in CAR, but for the group as a whole. And you know, we certainly can build on the achievements at Gator. They're obviously very different operations. I think it's fair to say that Obuasi is more complex, given its community and social issues, and the fact that its legacy goes back over a century, as you had said. But there are lessons we've learned through turning Gator, which we are applying to Obuasi, and so. We firmly believe that we will be able to deliver a similar impact. We're on the track of that, and you know, clearly it's the key operational focus for us in the region.
I was going to say that actually the operating side, has there been an operating improvement, and if there has been, what is that improvement?
Lindsay, what we've seen at Obuasi, if I look at Ghana last year, we delivered a budget for the first time since the merger. Both at Iduapriem and Obuasi. So that is evidence of being able to develop some stability, and with that goes credibility in seeing a business that we can now build on. So we've seen the first signs of operating improvement. Obuasi generated net free cash of a little over $40 million after all capex and opex, so it is contributing to the business. And we have a clear plan, which we're looking to roll out over the ensuing years.
Of course, it's critical for you to get to grips with sustainability issues at Obuasi. Have you got the team in place to take this burden off the operating contingent of your company?
Yeah, look, we do. We've taken some time to put a team in place. We do still have some gaps, but we focused on some key roles in the community and environmental space, in the Ghana business unit, and importantly also in the Continental Africa regional team. So I do believe we've got the team in place, and importantly we also have access to external specialists to help us in this task.
It's a massive, massive prize, isn't it? 30 million ounces. Can you turn it into a modern mining operation, do you think?
Absolutely. We have the opportunity to develop Obuasi below probably 45 level, certainly below 50 level, as a modernized, mechanized operation, and that's certainly the intention. At the same time, we'd look to improve the current operations, leveraging our SP and BPF processes to become a lot more efficient and productive. So absolutely, we believe we can turn it into a modern operation, specifically as we move below 45 level.
Your team's gone a long way to establishing its operating credentials in 2011, and that's important as you embark on two new greenfields projects in the DRC in 2012. Kibali Randgold is the operator and project manager and has a strong reputation for getting mines built in Africa. What does AngloGold Ashanti bring to that party?
Lindsay, I think what we bring is a deep technical bench that can assist the Kibali team and the Randgold team in Kibali in improving on and honing the project as it moves forward. I also think we bring a slightly different project discipline to the process, which I believe builds more rigor in the project. So we complement each other quite well. The Randgold team is focused on getting the project implemented. So they have a fast delivery model, and we complement that by making sure we have the necessary rigor and discipline in the project to deliver the full potential of what is a world-class project.
What about Mongbualu? It's the smaller of the two operations by quite a long way, actually. Is there a potential for it to grow?
There certainly is. Mongbualu sits on a tenement of more than 5,000 square kilometres, which is nearly three times the Kibali tenements. We haven't done as much work at Mongbualu as has happened at Kibali, and the strategy has been very different for Mongbualu. So if I really summarised how we see Mongbualu, it's really about building Mongbualu, doubling Mongbualu, and then finding another one or several. And the approach is to get to gold as soon as possible through a low capital footprint, incremental investment. But the mineralization and the potential to significantly grow is absolutely there.
You've had some great results, drilling results, that is, at Siguiri mine in Guinea and on also nearby concessions. How good is the geology in that area?
I think Siguiri is very promising in terms of existing operations. It is a lower grade deposit than, for example, the DRC deposits, but the benefit of Siguiri is that it's pretty easy mining. So what we're doing right now is we're stepping back and doing a complete strategic review of Siguiri to really understand the potential. We've got four blocks, we're only operating in one, and I believe that Siguiri really has the potential to develop into a stable key operation in continental Africa, well north of 500,000 ounces annually.
I was going to say that. How big can it get? So that's your target, is half a million a year?
I think it has the potential to go beyond that. It focus in the short term is to double our production, and that would take us up to the 500,000 ounce mark. But I believe that the potential is to go well beyond that, and it's really about getting us all of the exploration and geological information together, and then deciding on how we tackle both the oxide ore and the primary ore, the sulfide ore, which we haven't begun to tap into yet. So putting all of that together, certainly 500,000 ounces towards 1 million ounces if we pull it all together.
Richard, thanks so much for your time. That's Richard Duffy, EVP Continental Africa at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.